All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We back in the building another Wednesday night live Rat Pack Sports Show. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming on RatPackSports.com. This is the Rat Pack Sports Show, and appreciate everybody tuning in. Got my man, Mr. William Graves, on the other line with us as well. We should be expecting Boss Hogg here in not the too distance. In the near future here, probably within the next, I would say 10 to 15 minutes, maybe even sooner. He'll be on with us to get into some NFL action and fantasy football as well. But we're gonna get into some we'll get into a little bit of NBA news here. And so apparently LeBron James has been quite the focus here recently. With the injury situation, then you had the situation in Detroit, where I said it in weeks past, and my opinion on that, you could sit there and try to look dumb and look stupid, like you elbowed that man, you punched him in his mouth by accident. You didn't mean to do it. I've been playing basketball too long, and I know what a flagrant foul looks like when it's intentional. I've boxed out some dudes nearly twice my size, and I never got hit in the face, ever. So that was blatant. A lot of people came to his defense, said, "Oh, he's not a dirty player," and doesn't matter to me. Personally, you don't got to be a dirty player to do something dirty. I mean, Michael Jordan wasn't a dirty player, but him and Isaiah Thomas nearly got in a fight. Him and Reggie Miller nearly got into fights, just competitiveness. I mean, it wasn't no cheap shot like what LeBron did on the free throw line. That is a cheap shot. And if it was me, I said it when it happened, they would have been peeling me off of him, because I ain't no dude finna just jaw, Superman punch me in my face and then act innocent. They ain't no room to act innocent. Once you Superman punch me in the face, then it's going to take all that security they got to get me up off of you. And then I'm going to say, you know what? I've never had that happen before. I just saw red. And hey, dude punched me in the face. So I ain't never fought nobody on the court. So my bad. After I whoop your behind, I don't. Y'all know how I feel, man. I think LeBron James is one of the biggest crybabies that the game of basketball has ever put our eyes on. Like, and he's got to pass his whole career for a lot of stuff we've been calling out on this show. And as he gets older and later in the stages of his career, where his skill level is no longer the dominant player of the league, he's starting to show himself a little bit. Right? It ain't surprising me. I've been calling out, you know, I think the dude is phony. That's just my opinion based on some of the things that happened, like when he was in Cleveland and the Cavaliers had the best record in the Eastern Conference, one of the best top three records in the whole league, and they felt David Black wasn't good enough, so they fired him before the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. And brought in Tyronn Lue. Tyronn who?
LeBron James. Yes, man.
Exactly. And people said, well, maybe they just felt like he wasn't the guy. How you gonna feel like your coach ain't the man to take this team to the next level when you already? Now, David Black came here from Europe, unproven in the NBA. So, please explain to me how this European coach that came to the NBA put your team in first place, and what you got out of that was he ain't the guy for us moving forward. We gonna give it to Tyronn Lue, an unproven head coach. You got a European championship winning head coach in David Black, and then you got Tyronn Lue, who most recognizable moment in NBA history was getting stepped over by Allen Iverson in Game 1 of the Finals. That was his best known moment in the history of the league, and it wasn't even his play he made. He got a play made on him. But that dude, you just knew automatically he was your best chance to win in the championship, and he was unproven. Nah. You ain't fooling me. You can fool a whole bunch of other people, but you ain't fooling me. But that's, you know, part of the reason why I just be like, you know, that was a LeBron James call. They was worried about they didn't want to lose him. You know, do whatever we got to do for King James. Now your franchise sucks because you bent over backwards again, and he left you at the altar, and now you rebuilding for the second time in 10 years. You know, and then his on the court antics, all the flopping, all the cries. You know how they got the crying Jordan meme, crying Jordan face. They need to get rid of that and make that LeBron James face. I got the best crying LeBron James face ever. Actually, a good friend of mine sent me a whole bunch of stuff all the time on LeBron James. And if I told you guys one of my buddies, I can't give away names because I'm not going to do that because of a good reason why. But, you know, he's a very well-known, respected coach in the European community. I'll just put it that way. And he sent me some stuff a lot with LeBron James stuff. And it's hilarious. I got the perfect crying LeBron meme. I just don't like the dude. It's not personal. I just don't like his on court antics. Like, and then I got all the fans, the Bron. I'm not gonna say it because I get in trouble. But if I said that right now, but you know, the LeBron James club, the fan club. And I got to listen to these people try to convince me why he's the best player that's ever put an NBA jersey on. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'll take 10 right now over LeBron. My personal preference, because I've watched his whole career. And when you label somebody the greatest, they have brought something to the game of basketball that you had never seen before. Something that transcended the game itself. You know, what changed from the NBA transcended under LeBron James' belt? The super teams? The flopping? I mean, from a skill set standpoint, what? Okay, I'm gonna make it easier for you. Steph Curry, when he lead a game, you can literally say Steph Curry by himself changed the way basketball is played with his style.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So, again, LeBron, Curry, who's been more influential in the way basketball is being played right now? Curry or LeBron?
Well, actually, they both are, but in different ways. Because you have the league adjusting themselves to
See, I disagree with that, because I can find plenty of dudes that 6'9" that can drive to the basket, dunk the ball.
There's a special
skill from Steph Curry game that changed the way we look and play basketball. Ain't no special skill set that LeBron James came to the game of basketball with, and everybody was like, you know what? I got to have that. I got to have that shot, or I got to have that dribble, or I got to have that skill set and put that in my game.
Well, no, and what I was referring to is that there was a lot of things that the league has changed and everything.
A lot of their rules they changed since he came into the league.
To benefit people like LeBron James.
Yeah, they stopped calling travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the dude travel all the time. Dude travel. Mm-hmm. He should be a travel agent. Dude, he travels all the time.
Yeah.
And you look at, I'm gonna just go down the list. Okay. Well, I already mentioned Steph Curry and you know how he changed the game. All right. KD with his size, his length, his ability to, you know, put the ball on the ground and break, you know, that's something. I mean, we've seen it before from players, but KD, he's a different breed. He's a different breed. So, you know, he changed the game because once KD came on the scene playing ball the way he played ball, that changed the game for the bigs to want to, you know, be more, I guess, more of an open range from the bigs where they step further away from the basket. I mean, everybody can't be KD, but I'm just throwing it, you know, how an individual player, you know, can change the game with their skill set.
Yeah, I get where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? From Steph Curry, you get players like Damian Lillard as well. He's in that group of players that is just rare. You don't see these a lot of players like that. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah, I'll give you Kawhi.
One of the best two-way players in the history of basketball. And you know, could give it both ends. Could go down, give you 30, 40 points, and then go down on the other end and play your best offensive player and lock him down. You know, so LeBron, to me, he's gonna go down. He's already in the conversation of a lot of people. He's one of the best players to, you know, put a jersey on. I give him that. But Larry Bird was one of the best players to ever put a jersey on. Scottie Pippen was. Charles Barkley was. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we don't want to. You know, LeBron James had so much hype through the course of his career that if you don't put him in your top five or your top three or your top two, then you just gonna come off, you know, as a hater. And I just say simple like this: to me, his game to me is basic, and ain't nothing special about it. I mean, the rules, like I said, the rules have been catered for him to dominate because you can't, there's no physical style of play. You can't touch these guys no more. They done changed, they done changed what a foul is. They done changed what a flagrant foul is. A common foul in the early 2000s is now a flagrant foul. So,
this is just where I'm getting at with the way that it is or that stuff is now is that, you know, you sit there and you look at how drastically different the games are. And if you look, one of the biggest pushers for these changes was LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, you know, basketball. I used to, you know, teaching a game used to be a lot easier because you know what was what. Now you got, you know, you can't teach certain moves because you don't know if they gonna even allow the moves because now things that are travels, not travels anymore, things that's not travels or now travels. I mean, what is defense? We don't play defense. We don't play defense anymore. In basketball, especially at the professionals level, they don't play defense. So all these points that these dudes scoring, I'm only giving props to a handful of scorers in the league that it don't matter what era of basketball you put them in, shoot or shoot. It don't matter. They gonna find ways to put the ball in the basket. You can, you know, even the Greek Freak. Every year you continually see him improve every year. Whether it's his jump shot, you know, at the free throw line, he's continually to improve every single year. He comes back better as a scorer, as a shooter. He just don't rely on just being able to put his shoulder down and drive to the basket no more because he's been getting called for charges. So he's adjusting his game based on how they call in the game.
Well, man, that in itself is a skill.
Well, you know, when you shoot career, when you're a career 70% shooter from the free throw line, and you're getting worse as you get older in your career, you're not getting better. And I think there's a reason why this man wants to surround himself with all these aging veterans, because it take the pressure off of him. And it doesn't even matter because the pressure's on you, buddy. You're not better than Golden State. Your Lakers are not better than Golden State. You can be full strength, completely healthy, and the Golden State Warriors is going to run you off of the court. As the Phoenix Suns, they're going to beat you. Now, last night, the Phoenix and Golden State played, and there was a lot of points scored. But those are the two of the best defensive basketball teams in the league. They're two of the best offensive basketball teams in the league. And that was a great game to watch. And, you know, Devin Booker didn't even finish the game because he was injured about midway through the game, I think. He had a hamstring issue. He didn't even get to finish the game. And Phoenix was just like, okay, we just got to take care of business without him. And they beat Golden State without Devin Booker. Now, as I say, you know, Golden State playing without Wiseman, and they playing without Klay Thompson, who still is waiting to play. But personally, once Klay Thompson gets back, you can hang it up. You can hang it up. There's one other team in the West, and they just played them last night, that Golden State need to be worried about. They're just that good, and it goes to show good management, good coaching, good development by an organization. Because over the last like three, since KD left Golden State, they've been in kind of a transition mode because Curry was dealing with some injuries the last few years.
Yeah.
Klay been out. You know, he had the ACL. Then when he came back from the ACL, he was practicing before last season, and then he tore his Achilles. And he's been out for the last two seasons, pretty much. Draymond Green has been on and off the court with injuries. I mean, during all this, Golden State took their lumps. And I can remember, I think it was Steph Curry or maybe even Steve Kerr that said, you know, that if you're going to get us, the time is going to be now, because once we get healthy, we're gonna own the West again, because they packaged all these draft picks, in the Kevin Durant trade. They got more draft picks from other trades. They drafted well. They scouted well. They brought in the right free agent pieces, and now you see what organization can, you know, do when they make the right moves for the organization. So right now, to me, it's not even close. It's Golden State, Phoenix, and then everybody else. Now, we'll see what happens, you know, once the playoffs come around, and you know who ends up making the finals. But to me, in the 7-game series, there's only one other team that could beat Golden State, and that's the Phoenix Suns. So,
well, and I mean, and like you said, that's kind of up in the air in itself.
Yeah, because both of those teams are so well coached. And they're teams. They don't rely on just, you know, they got Devin Booker who can light it up. He can put 50, 60 in the bucket on any given night. But they don't rely on him. They get scoring from other places, and they can win games without, you know, him playing 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a basketball team. They played good defense. They share the ball. They pass the ball around well, and that's the way you want to build a team. You don't want to build a team, kind of like, you know, the Lakers. You don't want that team. The Lakers in trouble. They're in trouble.
In more ways than one.
They're an old team, and they traded all their youth just to get LeBron, and that's the biggest mistake they could have ever made.
Yeah, well, I mean, the others. Well, and I mean, this kind of goes along with what you're saying. The other thing that really just kind of that you really just got to kind of look at is their salary cap.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they have all these big names up on their team. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. You're definitely gonna sell some jerseys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other side to this coin is, okay, them jersey sales are not going to pay these men salaries. So when these men decide to retire, or you decide to release them, or this or that, where are you going to be at salary cap wise? You ain't going to have a salary cap.
Oh, they already don't have one. I mean, that's just where they at, man. You know, if I'm a Lakers fan, you got your window is closed. I'm just, you know, I was gonna be nice and say, you know, you got a few more years to make anything happen, but your window is closed because of what, you know, Phoenix has done and what Golden State has done to rebuild those teams. So, you know, you brought LeBron to get that window, and you got your one championship in the bubble, and that was it. That's probably going to be it for you.
Well, and the thing is that, I mean, if you really look at it, they just went out and spent all this money for one championship. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's just, you know, we just talking about the West. Eastern Conference is, you know, up for grabs. There's a lot of good teams in the East. And I definitely think the Eastern Conference this time around is stronger than the West. Usually it's the other way around, but Golden State and Phoenix are so strong that they kind of, you know, balance that thing out. But you got, you know, the Western Conference, Chicago Bulls, Brooklyn, Wizards, man, kind of shocking me. I didn't think they'll still be here. But they're 14-8, second in the East. Milwaukee, after getting off to a slow start, 14-8, tied for second in the East. Bulls are 14-8, they're fourth. You know, Heat, you got Cleveland, 12-10. Atlanta Hawks, 12-10. Boston, 12-10. Hornets, 13-11. Knicks, 11-10. Then you have Philadelphia at 11-11. So, yeah, and then you got, like I said, 18-3 for Golden State and Phoenix. You got the Jazz. One of those, that's a team nobody really talks about, but that's a strong team as well. Mavericks, Memphis, Clippers, Lakers, Trailblazers, Timberwolves, Nuggets for your top, you know, 10. You know, and then my lowly Orlando Magic, 5-18. That's okay. We've been rebuilding since we lost Dwight Howard, so I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Actually, we've been rebuilding since we lost Shaq and Penny, but we was good under Dwight Howard when we had Stan Van Gundy as the coach. But, look at some of the scores from the night. Orlando beat Denver. Whoa, that's a big win for the Magic there, man. 103-108. Atlanta beat Indiana. Washington beat Minnesota. Boston beat Philadelphia. Cleveland 111-85 over Miami. Oh man, that's a little shock in there. That's a little bit of a shocker. Charlotte lost by 2 to the Bucks. Dallas over New Orleans, and still no Zion sighting. He has been cleared to practice with the team, but Yeah, I haven't heard much else on that with Zion. So, and Houston got them a win. Beat OKC 114 to 110. All righty. So, let me see here. Where am I at? All right, so we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back on the other side. Hopefully we'll have Boss Hogg on with us, and we'll have William Graves back. He got dropped out, so I'm pretty sure he'll be, you know, giving a call back. This is Rat Pat Sports Show. We'll be back after this. All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We back in the building. Wednesday night, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. And we in the building, man. Got my man, Nicholas Lane back. I mean, not Nicholas Lane, William Graves back on the line with us. Connection dropped out, so we got William back. And I'm sure we'll be getting a call here from Boss Hogg. Or I'm going to stop finding this dude, man. I'm telling you. I'm gonna start shooting. This man going to start getting envelopes on Thursday morning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now, Devo.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that, Devo.
Hey, Roger Goodell find his players.
Hmm.
You wear your socks the wrong way? 10,000. Boss Hogg gonna call in and right at the end of the show. He ain't doing nothing but watching the Teletubbies. I don't even know why he watched.
Oh, man.
He watched that stuff. All right, so let's get into some NFL action. It is 10:47. We got about 45 minutes.